Hi, and welcome to the Conservative Roots Podcast. Today is Saturday, August 7th, 2021. I'm your host, Robert. Happy Saturday, everybody. Hope you're having a nice weekend, doing something fun, getting some happy memories made, maybe relaxing, who knows, open up a bottle of wine, have a beer, make something nice with your family, who knows. Whatever you're doing, I hope you're having a good time. Today we're going to cover a wide spectrum of topics, I think. I have a bunch of news stories up in front of me here on the computer. I chose let's call it a solid handful of them out of probably 2,000 that I could have picked. I mean, the news cycle, that's what we're living through right now. Overwhelming amounts of information coming at you every single hour. So it's kind of like it paralyzes people. You know, I mean, you start focusing on one topic and then within a couple of hours or a couple of days, 200 other things come at you. And something that you were so insane about just a couple of days ago is like already gone. It's already out of the news cycle. There's something else to be mad about. There's some other atrocity happening. There's some other unconstitutional edict coming down. And you get overwhelmed. And that's just where we're at. It's frustrating. Now, of course, we're going to start with COVID news because that's the weapon that the deep state is using to push through literally everything else. The economic issues, housing, schools, vaccine passports, tyranny, all of it. They're using COVID. Then we're going to get into a few other things at the end that I think are interesting and worth talking about. Hopefully you will too. Hopefully I have time to get to it. We'll see. The first thing is, some of you know, I reluctantly joined TikTok and I've been posting videos there. Yesterday, or the day before, I guess it was, I made a video about a new lockdown happening in Victoria, Australia. Now, the story really caught my eye because of why they were doing a lockdown. I made this whole, 90-second video, uploaded it to TikTok, and it was instantly shadow banned. I could see it on my page, but after quite a while, there were no views, so I checked with my mom. She confirmed that she couldn't see it on my page. So, all right, I thought, I must be using a banned hashtag or something like that, you know, something that they don't like. So four or five more times I tried to revise the hashtags and this video would just not show up. Now, that's pretty sophisticated censorship, I thought. So then I thought, maybe because I'm uploading a video of the exact same length over and over again. So this time I took the video that I had and I added like a trailer to it. I changed the length, different file name, the whole works. Totally new video. Made very safe, you know, white bread kind of hashtags. Shadow banned instantly again. So I have no idea why this story was just refused by TikTok, but I'm going to talk about it here anyway, so at least you get to hear about it. So in Victoria, Australia, the Premier, Daniel Andrews, announced lockdown number 6 for 7 days. Now, this was on Thursday, so they're well into it already. Now, here was his quote. "The alternative is, if we let this run, it gets away from us and our hospitals will be absolutely overwhelmed. Not hundreds of patients, but thousands." Now, in all of Australia, they've had just under 36,000 cases and 932 deaths the entire time. The hospitals are going to be overrun with thousands of people? Really? That's your story? Now, listen to why they made the decision. They found trace amounts of COVID-19 in the sewers. "We have a sewerage test that has detected COVID-19. Wangaratta sewerage test has pinged firstly positive, then it went negative, now it's gone positive again. We have some reason to believe there is COVID-19 in that community or has been in that community." So they found trace amounts of COVID down in the sewer goop and locked their people down again. Face masks, kids pulled out of schools, businesses closed again, no gatherings of any kind, indoors or outdoors, etc., etc. You get the point. Now he continues, "No Victorian wants to be in this position. We know that the Delta variant moves faster than anything our public health experts have ever seen before, and we know what we need to do to drive it down once again." 18 months of this, and they still can't figure out that you can't fully stop a virus by hiding. And it's going to eventually burn through the population regardless of what you do. I mean, poor Australia. This is actually sad. Speaking of sad, let's head over and listen to the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky. Now, she was on Wolf Blitzer's show on CNN on Friday, yesterday, and said this, "Our vaccines are working exceptionally well. They continue to work well for Delta in regard to severe illness and death being prevented. But what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission. All right, now hold the phone here. Not only did she just yet again admit that fully vaccinated people are getting COVID, which you can spin all you want, lady, but that is completely the opposite of what you told people when you were trying to get them to take the vaccine in the first place. Nobody went out and got vaccinated before thinking that they could still get COVID. That wasn't the deal. But now you say what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission. That would imply that there was a time that they could then, right? Wasn't it just days ago, maybe 2-3 days ago, you were saying that it was extremely rare for breakthrough cases where vaccinated people would get the virus? So the virus is what, changed in a couple of days to now we're at it can't protect you anymore from infection? That's a pretty quick turn of events. Now, I'm no expert, but if I didn't know any better, I'd say this whole thing is turning into a load of crap. I'd say we're being sold a bill of goods at this point. Now, their whole argument for vaccine passports, calling this the pandemic of the unvaccinated, and separating society into two groups, the jabbed and the unjabbed, has been based on the argument that the unvaccinated are being irresponsible because they pose a health risk to each other. They risk getting sick and dying, etc. Then the story switched to, well, even some people who are vaccinated can still catch COVID from the unvaccinated, so you need to vaccinate yourself to protect those who have been vaccinated. Now the narrative has switched once again, and all they can really say about the vaccines is that if you're vaccinated and you do get COVID, you probably won't get as sick. So if that's the case now, if everyone can spread it to everyone, what is the purpose of vaccine passports? If you believe in the vaccine and your big hope is that if you have the vaccine, you're going to get less sick or you have a smaller chance of dying, then by all means, go get jabbed. If that makes you feel safer, yay. But where is the continued justification to villainize those who choose not to take a vaccine that has been developed in months, using for the first time ever on humans mRNA technology with more adverse reactions and deaths recorded with the CDC than ever before in history? Yeah, some people are being a little cautious before they put something in their bodies that they're never going to be able to get out again. That's why you're saying they can't go on a plane, can't go to a gym, eat at a restaurant? For what? Aren't they really just risking a higher probability of hospitalization and death for themselves, according to the CDC? They're not putting vaccinated people at any higher risk, so why the demonization? Unless vaccine passports have nothing at all to do with health and are 100% about control and submission to an almighty government. Now here's an interesting story out of the UK. 75% of the UK is fully vaccinated. Two doses. 89% have had at least one dose. Seems like nobody is questioning anything over there anymore. In any case, 35% of all hospitalizations over there are double-dosed, fully vaccinated people. Another 10% on top of that have had at least one dose. So 45% of hospitalizations are vaxxed. And a study in the UK is confirming the CDC and showing the vaxxed are spreading it just as easily. And now, of course, there's another variant, a Colombian variant, B1621, that seems to be fully vaccine resistant. Oh, I bet nobody saw that coming, right? Except conservatives, except the free-thinking people left on this planet. So there you go, people. Get your vaccine because it makes you feel completely superior to the rest of us. You can feel like you've done your part. You know, Michael Rappaport said in his video the other week he thought he was a hero for getting vaccinated. A hero. That is until they told him he's a super spreader. Now we have variants that will be vaccine resistant. So what are they going to do? Come up with a new vaccine for that? Are you going to take that shot too? And then come to find out that one didn't work also? Now that this one really isn't working that well, are you going to go and get like a third booster shot that they're talking about? And when, may I ask, are you going to question the reasoning behind vaccine passports? Now, speaking of super spreaders, let's talk about the king of the elite, Barack Obama. Now, he's turning 60 today and he's having a massive birthday on his Martha's Vineyard estate. That is mere steps from the ocean, in case you've seen photos. Now, that in and of itself is kind of bizarre to me. I mean, Obama, as we know, fully embraces the idea of global warming and rising sea levels. You know, any year now, we're all going to die. We're all going to be buried under the ocean. And yet, He bought oceanfront property with tens of millions of dollars that he made being president on a salary of $400K, and he doesn't seem to be worried about rising sea levels at all. That's kind of odd. Now, there was massive blowback against Obama when people found out he was having like 700 people to his party. You know, here Biden is telling everybody, mask up again, avoid crowds. You know, we have to do our part. But the rich and the powerful get to frolic on Obama's estate with not a care in the world. I'll take this from Gateway Pundit. On Wednesday, Barack Obama reportedly drastically reduced his 60th birthday party plans at his sprawling Martha's Vineyard estate after accusations it was a super spreader event. Up to 700 guests and staff were set to attend Obama's lavish birthday bash on his $12 million waterfront estate on Saturday. Psaki shamelessly defended Obama's birthday party plans and said he's allowed to have a super spreader event because he's been a huge advocate for vaccines. And can you believe this? This logic? Obama can have a super spreader event because he's been pushing for vaccines. So does that mean I get to have like my own A10 warthog because I push for world peace? Does that make any sense? But it was all a lie. Of course the elites are going to celebrate Obama's birthday bash. On Friday, photos were released of massive tents set up at the Obama compound in advance of the former president's birthday bash. And they list a bunch of celebrities here. Chrissy Teigen, John Legend, John F. Kerry, Jay-Z, George Clooney, of course, Don Cheadle. They're all spotted at Martha's Vineyard on Friday in advance of Saturday's gala. Of course, Oprah and several politicians, golf buddies, and celebrities will be partying with the Obamas tomorrow night. But please make sure you wear a mask in front of our unvaccinated children. I wish I could show you this photo because it's massive. Maybe if I put this section on TikTok, I'll add the photo. This tent is huge. Family and close friends? I mean, this tent looks like they're hosting a royal wedding. So once again, peasants, you go follow the rules. You be good little slaves while the elitist Democrats do whatever they want and rule over you. Now, while the elite like Obama have a party, while AOC does a photo shoot with a huge group of people, did you see that? She only put on her mask and then told the other people to put on their mask when the shutter's about to click. That's not the same kind of privilege that we're getting. Let's just look at a couple of headlines and look to this totalitarian push for control that's going on right now because it is everywhere. And this is still all about COVID. Newsom announces California will require workers in healthcare to be fully vaccinated for COVID-19 by September 30th. You know what? These healthcare workers should just walk the hell out. They went a year and a half almost taking care of people. They had no vaccine, so what's the issue? United Airlines is going to require U.S. employees to be fully vaccinated by October 25th or risk termination. I hope the airline workers realize the power that they have. To walk out. The airline industry is already in shambles. You think that these morons are going to risk having like 30-40% of their staff just up and leave? That's what they should do if it comes to it. Realize the power that you have in numbers. Those headlines were Gateway Pundit. Here's one from Breitbart. Exclusive. Rep. Mark Green. Mandatory vaccines for the troops before FDA approval is against the law. Very true. But why a forced vaccination anyway, FDA approval or not? It would be against the law if Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin made coronavirus vaccines mandatory for American troops before they are approved by the Food and Drug Administration, Rep. Mark Green from Tennessee told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview on Friday afternoon. I wrote the letter because of concern that the executive branch is somehow going to operate outside of the laws written by Congress. Oh, imagine that! And they can't just decide that they're going to disregard the law, said Green, an Army combat veteran and a physician. It's time for Congress to stand up to the executive branch's abuse and violation of the law. And so I wrote the letter basically to say this is an illegal act and the courts have supported the law, he added. The law of the United States is clear. Mandatory vaccination is illegal for military personnel prior to complete approval. And he references Doe versus Rumsfeld, 2004. This has not occurred and could be another several months away. As long as the vaccine is authorized under an emergency use authorization, the Department of Defense does not have the authority to implement such an order. Service members who do not wish to receive the vaccine cannot be required until the approval process is completed. Any action to require it is illegal. The Secretary of Defense is not above the law. The courts concurred. I will argue that unless the vaccine is to protect the soldier from an illness of extraordinary danger and extraordinary fatality rate, COVID not being one of them, no vaccine should be mandatory. He's sitting here and trying to defend our troops from being forced, and that's great. What about all these people who are having their businesses say, you know, their employers say, get this jab that is under emergency use authorization and not FDA approved, or we're going to fire you? Where's the defense of the common person in this country? Now, Breitbart also has a poll out where nearly 1 in 5 Americans say that they're not going to take the vaccine no matter what. Just not interested. Don't care how accessible it is. Don't care that it's free. They don't want it. This was a Gallup poll, and they said it's at 18%. I'm not so sure. To me, it seems higher than that. We're at what, a little over 50% vaccinated? Around there, around 50% in this country? Accessibility and cost doesn't seem to be a deterrent anywhere. The shots are everywhere. Everybody can get it for free. So I'm not sure 18% is accurate, but whatever. The thing for me is, how do we reconcile what the CDC says, that the vaccine doesn't offer people protection from being infected anymore, with the widespread calls for vaccine passports and denying goods and services to people who are unvaccinated? Let's take their argument that the vaccine helps keep you out of the hospitals, all right? Will prevent you from being as sick and helps reduce the death rate. All right, that's their argument. That's a fair point for people to bring up if they're pro-vaccine. Hey, don't you want to be less sick? But the point of the vaccine passports is to separate society into two different groups. Those who they perceive as less of a danger or no danger, the vaccinated, and those they regard as more of a danger, the unvaccinated. They tried to call it a pandemic of the unvaccinated. But now we know the unvaccinated get COVID, the vaccinated get COVID, the unvaccinated spread COVID, and the vaccinated spread COVID. If their only argument is that you might get less sick, that 100% negates the need for vaccine passports and separating society into two groups. It's personal choice. Some people might be more scared of COVID than they are of the vaccines. All right, if that's the case, by all means, it's your body and your choice. Get the vaccine. Maybe you will have less chance of getting really sick. Other people might be more scared of the vaccines than they are of COVID. They might say, look, the survival rate is super high. I'd rather take my chances. If I get COVID, I'll fight it off. I don't want to put a vaccine in my body that I don't trust. Fine. That's their choice. Nobody is hurting anyone else's chances of being healthy. So the government, businesses, employers, they all need to end this mandate nonsense and let people make decisions about their own health. What person is truly free if they are forced to put a drug in their body that they don't want to when there is no justifiable reason for doing so? We're so focused on blaming each other. Here's a question. When is our government going to get tough on China with sanctions? And when in the world are people going to stop buying crap made by the people who infected us on purpose? Maybe we should focus more on that. Gateway Pundit article here about Joe Rogan, who hosts the Joe Rogan Experience, number one podcast in the country. He's on Spotify, where I was actually banned from. So here's his quote. Let's see. You are moving one step closer to dictatorship. That's what the F is happening. That's what is happening with a vaccine passport. That's what's happening if they close borders. You can't enter New York City unless you have your papers. You can't go here unless you have that. You can't get on a plane unless you do what I say. And people say, well, it's all about protecting people from the... No, it's not. Because we've shown, this is a fact. Just a couple of months ago, the idea of a breakthrough case was unheard of. Nobody heard of anybody catching COVID that had a vaccine. That was the whole idea. You get a vaccine, you don't have to worry about it. Now, we know not only do you get it, but you can spread it and some people have died. That's absolutely spot on. And just before, we read that nearly half of the British people in hospitals are already vaccinated. So yes, it is spreading and yes, people are getting sick. Rogan is right. It's a step towards dictatorship. And that's why the push for vaccine passports doesn't have to make sense. It isn't based on facts or logic or data or anything else. It's based on fear. It's based on them wanting to grab hold of power that they are not entitled to and to run more and more of your life. You let them institute this around the country and they'll never want to give up that power and control. People who think that this is just going to be when COVID is around, and that when COVID disappears one day, they're going to remove the vaccine passports and life is going to go back to the way it was in 2019, you are naive. Now, a couple of days ago, Rand Paul came out with a great statement. I want to read it to you. Maybe not the whole thing. We'll see. But it was very, very good. It says, resist. They can't arrest us all. They can't keep all your kids home from school. They can't keep every government building closed, although I've got a long list of ones that they should. We don't have to accept the mandates, the lockdowns, and harmful policies of the petty tyrants and feckless bureaucrats. We can simply say, no, not again. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, you will not arrest or stop me or any one of my staff from doing our jobs. We have all either had COVID, had the vaccine, or been offered the vaccine. We will make our own health choices. We will not show you a passport. We will not wear a mask. We will not be forced into random screening and testing so you can continue your drunk with power reign over the Capitol. President Biden, we will not accept your agency's mandates or your reported move towards a lockdown. No one should follow the CDC's anti-science mask mandates. And if you want to shut down federal agencies again, some of which aren't even back to work fully, I will stop every bill coming through the Senate with an amendment to cut their funding if they don't come to work. No more. Local bureaucrats and union bosses, we will not allow you to do more harm to our children again this year. Children are not at any more risk from COVID than they are from the seasonal flu. Every adult who works in schools has either had the vaccine or had their chance to. There is no reason for mask mandates, part-time schools, or any lockdown measures. Children are falling behind in school. They're being physically harmed psychologically by the tactics you have used to keep them from the classroom last year. We won't allow it again. If a school system attempts to keep the children from full-time, in-person, I will hold up every bill with two amendments, one to defund them and another to allow parents the choice of where the money goes for their children's education. Do I sound fed up to you? That's because I am. I'm not a career politician. I've practiced medicine for 33 years. I graduated from Duke Medical School, worked in emergency rooms, studied immunology and virology, and ultimately chose to become a surgeon. I have been telling everyone for a year now that Dr. Anthony Fauci and other public health officials were not following science, and I've been proven right time and time again. But I'm not the only one who's fed up. I can't go anywhere these days, from work to events to airports and Ubers, restaurants and stores, without people coming up to me thanking me for standing up for them. For standing up for actual science. For standing up for freedom. For standing up against mandates, lockdowns, and bureaucratic power grabs. I think the tide has turned and more people are willing to stand up. I see stories from across the country of parents standing up to teachers' unions and school boards. I see members of Congress refusing to comply with petty tyrant Pelosi. We are at a moment of truth and a crossroads. Will we allow these people to use fear and propaganda to do further harm to our society, economy, and children? Or will we stand together and say, absolutely not. Not this time. I choose freedom. That's powerful words. He's absolutely right. When it all comes down to it, this ends when we decide to end it. When we've had enough of these people who seek to rule us and eliminate our freedom, then it's over for them, plain and simple. The issue is, too many people in this country have been worn down and pacified. Example, I just got back from the grocery store. I have this grand idea in my head for a recipe of mixed berry ice cream. So I went down to the store, got the stuff, the ingredients that I needed. 95% of the people in the store were masked up again. Sign on the door said, we're asking everybody to wear face masks regardless of your vaccination status. I went in anyway. Didn't wear a mask. Unless someone sneezes on me, a mask isn't going to help me anyway. Fauci said so in the beginning of all this when he at least had some reason to speak the truth. But everybody else is right back to the fear. Now, granted, I live in New Jersey right across from New York City. This is Democrat Central. These people are all vaxxed and still scared out of their wits. That's how they're raised and they live their lives, in perpetual fear and submission to authority. Now, that submission to authority is what I want to briefly talk about because it relates to an article that really got me angry. There was a time in this country when most everybody had a healthy mistrust of the government. In fact, it was the liberals much more than us that had this mistrust. They protested everything. Remember the 60s generation? That's all they friggin' did. That was all the hippies and the liberals and everything, and they had a problem with virtually everything that the government did. Now, they are in lockstep with whatever the government tells them. Why? Well, for the millennial and under crowd, it's been drummed into them by the school system. Not the university system. Right since kindergarten. Gone are the days of being presented vast arrays of ideas and being encouraged to formulate your own opinion and to think for yourself. That's gone. A free-thinking person is dangerous to the state. Now you need to submit to groupthink and whatever agenda is presented to you by the government. It's why you see this never-ending rage on the left, and the only thing that changes is the topic. They're like trained SEALs at this point. Something that the left wasn't even talking about before in the past, wasn't even thinking about, wasn't any kind of an issue to them. All the left has to do is recruit the media, tell them to promote the story, get a few celebrities to make some angry tweets about it, and suddenly everyone on the left is in an uproar, going out of their minds like this was a cause that's been near and dear to their hearts since they were born. And as soon as whatever goal is reached, whatever political agenda is reached, and they want you to be mad at something else, they switch the narrative and that other thing is instantly forgotten. That is what it's like to live your life where you don't formulate your own thoughts, where they are manipulated for you and you have no foundation of beliefs to keep you grounded. It's a horrible way to live. Now, the article that's related to this is from Breitbart. Headline: Teen Vogue urges Gen Z to mobilize and build socialist future, no future under capitalism. Teen Vogue urged its young readers in a recent online publication to mobilize toward building a socialist future and shift the tide in favor of socialism, describing it as the only system that will guarantee us a livable planet and life unburdened from economic exploitation, crushing debt, and racial castes, while claiming there is no future for us under capitalism. The op-ed titled, "The Democratic Socialists of America Can Mobilize Gen Zers Like Me," was penned by Calla Walsh, a 17-year-old political organizer from Massachusetts and one of the youngest delegates to this week's Democratic Socialists of America National Convention. Here is their tweet. "If we, the generation whose souls have not yet been crushed by capitalism, choose to use these tools, we can shift the tide in favor of socialism." Ready for this? Noting that some of the defining life experiences affecting one's political consciousness occur during adolescence, Walsh described herself as a 17-year-old socialist who attributes a fascist president administration, pandemic, economic collapse, and a historic uprising for black lives to have shaped her generation's worldview. It goes on. Now, the point I want to make isn't going to be a slam on how ill-informed, how nonsensical, or historically and factually wrong her arguments are supporting socialism. We all know how socialism has failed all over the world, the death that it leads to. We see no capitalists trying to make it to a socialist country or communist country. We get it, all right? What I want to point out is this is how sheep are made. The day-to-day brainwashing of our kids. And I'm sorry to say, we're as much to blame as the communist and socialist teachers that we've let permeate our school system. If your kid is in a public school system, chances are beyond high that they're being brainwashed to hate this country, hate capitalism, hate the flag, hate our culture, and embrace socialism. It's nothing but indoctrination at this point. They don't think for themselves. They aren't presented broad ideas and then asked to debate them. They're taught how to be card-carrying members of the Communist Party and take down this country from within. Here's what we tell you to believe. You're going to believe it without question. Here's the enemy. Here are the people that you need to hate. Now, I don't want to sound harsh, but if you're a conservative, if you're a Republican and you have kids and this magazine is sitting in your daughter's bedroom, you're not doing your job as a parent. I don't care if that sounds bad or it sounds harsh. It's reality. I keep hearing conservatives on social media saying, "Oh, I don't know what happened. We're conservatives, but my kids are liberals." Well, did you ever check their textbooks to see what they're learning? No? All right. Did you ever attend any school board meetings? No? Okay. Did you ever talk to them relentlessly about the lies and the misinformation of socialism and promote capitalism and the American way of life to them, making sure that they understand why the Constitution is so important? No? Well, then why are you surprised? If you check out of your child's life and education, they are going to check out of America. If you can't figure out why half this country is like this, this is why. Because we leave things like this unchecked. We throw up our hands and say, well, what can we do? If that's your attitude with our kids and this absolute filth is allowed to be in your home, then we have no room to talk at the end of the day. All right, I think I'm going to end here today. It's getting kind of late. I want to get this up. I have to get it edited first. I was going to mention Fredo Cuomo taking a quote-unquote planned vacation, which of course has nothing to do with him trying to draft a response letter for his brother. Go ahead, Fredo, take your vacation. Everybody believes you. You're not making a complete ass of yourself again, don't worry. Also, I was going to talk about the 18 Rhino Republicans who voted to advance the infrastructure bill. I'm probably going to bring that up next time. Maybe I'll do it on TikTok vid tomorrow, I don't know. Those 18 Republicans need to be harassed relentlessly and then primaried right out of office. I'm so sick of this. You know, I wonder how many Republicans actually aren't even Republicans. I'd go as high as maybe 30%. And what I mean by that is, I think the Democrats have a lot of plants in our party. You know, they're put in there to be like Republican light. Don't act like a Democrat, but don't be a staunch Republican either. Keep the GOP leaning heavily left. Keep them divided. Keep them infighting, right? No one can snatch defeat from the jaws of victory like a Republican. That is why Trump is so popular. All right, that's it for today. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit the subscribe button. If you know other people who might like it, please pass it along to them. If you are on TikTok, you can find me at Conservative Roots Podcast. I'm also at the same location on Telegram, Conservative Roots Podcast. Hope you guys have a good rest of the weekend, and I will talk to you again soon. Take care.